Nice to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here, and we start the program today by talking with you about quilts and quilting and the Quilt Expo that's coming up in just a couple of days. Runs Thursday through Saturday in Madison, and really happy to have Nancy Zeman with us. Nancy from Beaver Dam, she is the creator and host of Sewing with Nancy. It's the longest-running sewing program on public television. She's also the host of the Quilt Expo. And again, it runs from September 13th through the 15th at the Alliant Energy Center Exhibition Hall, Alliant Energy Center Exhibition Hall in Madison, just on the edge of Madison. Really a great place to go. Pleased to have her with us. And we certainly hope you'll join in with your questions, either about the expo or about quilts and quilting. We'd love to hear from you. And just to let you know, we have 12 pairs of tickets to the Quilt Expo, and the tickets will be left at will call in the lobby of the exhibition hall at the Alliant Energy Center for you if you happen to get in with your question. You call in if you have a question and you'd like to go to the Quilt Expo. Why, I tell you what, we'll put you on hold, and Martinez White, who's our production guy today, phone guy, he'll take your information off the air, and we'll see to it that you have a pair of those tickets. The number to call to join in is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Or if you're in the Madison area, you can reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. Give us a call with your questions and comments. Nancy Zeman, welcome back.
Well, Larry, great to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
I'm really looking forward to talking with you. This expo, Quilt Expo, has got to be a big deal. A lot of people go to that.
It is. We're expecting about 15,000 people during the 3 days, Thursday through Saturday. We are using the entire Alliant Center, from all of the exhibition floor to every meeting room they have, every classroom, for all of our vendors' displays, quilt displays, classes, hands-on classes, sit-and-sew classes. It's going to be a buzzing place.
And that's a big building.
It is, yes.
So I tell you what, to fill that up, it's amazing to me the variety of things that can be done at the expo, and also the large interest. Man, there's a lot of interest out there.
It really is a growing interest. People can go just to look at quilts. We have a quilt contest with over 260 quilts featured from many different categories. There are free stage demonstrations once you get into the vendor mall. Plus, you can sign up to take sit-and-sew classes, lectures, hand-sewing classes. So there's something for everyone.
There sure is. And Deb in Washington Island has a question for you. So let's go to Deb. Hi, Deb.
Hi. Glad to get through to you. I have a collection of antique quilt tops that I've collected over the years. And I'm wondering about, are you going to be having any classes at the expo about finishing quilts? And is it more appropriate to finish them with cotton or wool?
Well, great questions, Deb. Yes, we are having some classes. I'm quickly paging through the brochure. We have 144 classes, so I'm looking at them on finishing techniques. So you can come and sign up for. I believe there are openings in most classes. Some of them are filled. And as far as what to fill the batting with, whether it's cotton or wool, that's kind of dependent on your choice. I do recommend the natural fibers. I do like those best for bed quilts. But I have to say, I'm not an expert in every area, but there are experts here in antique quilt tops, and we even have quilt appraisals available by sign up. I'm not sure if they're still available, but to put an appraised value, kind of the story behind the quilts by Carol Butsky. So there would be a lot here that you could benefit from, Deb.
Okay.
And are you going to be able to make it, Deb?
Well, I certainly would like to. This is next weekend, right?
It's this coming Thursday. It's this Thursday.
This Thursday.
Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. I think I might just make a trip down to do that.
Well, I'll tell you what. You want some pair of tickets?
That would be great.
I'll put you on hold.
All right.
All right, Deb. Thank you.
Hope to see you.
Yeah, and I hope you can make it. So we've got one pair of tickets.
Great.
And Linda in Camp Lake, we go to you next. Hi, Linda.
Hi. I just purchased a quilt from the Lutherdale quilt auction,
mm-hmm.
and it is tied instead of quilted.
Yes.
And I want to try my hand at quilting it. And I wanted to know if there were any tips if you're changing over a tied quilt to a quilted one.
Well, that's another great question. You would have to, since a quilt is already put together, all layers, it's a top, the middle, and the backing, you would have to add some more pins to hold it all together and then support the layers together so you could hand quilt this.
Okay.
We do have hand quilters on board with us at the Quilt Expo that you could come and ask for their expert advice on this. Personally, I've never converted a tied quilt to a hand quilted finished quilt, but I'm sure there are people here that could help you with that.
What is a tied quilt versus a the other?
Sure. Tied quilt is simply using yarn, going through all three layers, top to bottom. And
gotcha. Tying it off.
Cute little knot, and then going about 6 inches, 4 inches, and doing another tie. It's just a preference. It's mm-hmm. a quick way.
Mm-hmm.
And the way my grandmother used to make quilts, because she made them for the mass, you know, all her grandchildren. She wasn't making a fine, fine heirloom piece.
Sure. Well, I tell you what, Linda, you want to go to the expo?
I'd love to.
All right. We'll put you on hold, and Martinez will get your name and address. And let's go to Sue in Oregon. Sue, hello to you.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, what do you think is the most important information to put on a quilt label?
That is a question and a purpose that I wish everyone would do with their quilting, to make a record. Obviously, your name,
mm-hmm.
the date. On my quilts, I put as much information as I can, because if I'm giving them to a special person, you know, this is made for your, you know, your wedding. This is made mm-hmm. for your anniversary.
Yeah.
Probably the intent, your name, and the date are the most important. But people have also, I redid a quilt made by my great-grandmother, and I put her name on it.
Mm-hmm.
That she originally did it, I had to reback it, and then where she was from and mm-hmm. where you lived, and it's serving as a small history piece.
Okay. Do you ever add anything about machine washable or something like that?
Even some friends of mine who are very great gift givers of quilts, they even behind the label tuck a little fabric that was made in the quilt, so if there ever becomes a little hole that people can undo the label, take out the fresh fabric and patch it up. So that's really thinking ahead.
Okay. And one other thing about uh-huh. the label is, how do you do your labels? Do you print them on a
laser printer?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Some people put the information in the computer, print it on inkjet printer fabric, and then place it on the back of their quilt, hand sew it on the back. Or you can use a fabric pen
okay.
on fabric, and sometimes that's the quickest way. Just write in your own handwriting, which mm-hmm. I think is a little bit more personal, the information needed, and hand tack it into place.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Sue, do you want to go?
I would love to.
I will put you on hold. Martinez will be right with you. So there's our third. Let's go to Bonnie and Madison next. Bonnie, hi to you. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I just had two quick questions. I'm trying to do a quilt for my football team moms,
mm-hmm.
and I just wanted to get some pictures, but I didn't know if I needed to use certain paper to get the pictures on the paper to put them on the quilt blocks, and
okay.
what kind of blocks could I use, like 9x9? I'm not a real great quilter at all. I'm just a beginner.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You can purchase, it's called inkjet printer fabric, and they're 8.5x11 sheets of paper that are also attached with fabric. So they run right through your printer. And so that you can print directly the photos of your, did you say football team, Bonnie?
Yes, yes.
Okay, the photos of the football team, any information, you know, the Spartans and, you know, whatever it may be, and the year. And then print it directly on this paper, on the fabric that's backed with paper, peel off the paper, and it becomes fabric.
Oh, great.
So you could purchase those three sets, usually three pieces of fabric come in a package. Go to your local fabric store, find this, order by mail, however you'd like to work with it, take it to a local office supply store and have it printed, or if you have a printer at home that works that way, you can use that as well.
Okay.
All right.
Great. And then my other question just was, my daughter, who is 12, would like to begin quilting, but do I just take her down to, like, a quilting store, or how would I really get her started, or, you know, what do I really need to look into for a little girl?
Little girls. Quick quilts are best, of course. We each want to finish something in a short period of time. If you're not interested in... Oh, yeah, you're interested, of course.
No,
that's fine. Teach her directly. Check with local quilt guilds or quilt shops. See what they have for beginner students. And sometimes, you know, if they take a class with other kids their age, it will be a bonding experience. They'll like it a little bit better.
What about the expo? Take her to the expo?
Well, on Saturday, we are having a little quilt show for kids. And there'll be, I think we have 13 entries, and we have a nice little narration set up for each of the quilt contest people. They'll walk their quilts across the stage. It's a real enlightening. It's really heartwarming, Larry. You should be there to see that one. So you could maybe take your daughter there. I think it's at Saturday around 11. I'm quickly looking and... Just hold on. I'm sorry, I don't have that right in front of me. But if I find it later in the program, I'll drop that information out.
Oh, great.
And you can go to Quilt. Is there a way to go? Website, too?
WIQuiltExpo.com, WisconsinQuiltExpo.com, and you'll have all that information. Thanks, Larry.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
And Bonnie, do you want a pair of tickets?
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Yeah.
All right, I'll put you on hold, and then you'll have a pair of tickets for you and your daughter. Well, that'll be a fun day for mom and daughter. Mary Jo in Mount Horeb, your turn. Hi, Mary Jo.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm really enjoying the program. I started calling with a specific question concerning hand stitching versus machine stitched quilts, but was listening, and now I have a third or a second question, and that is the tying. I was always told tying was not quilting, that it was a comforter, and that basically is what I've always done. I just recently retired, and I want to start. A number of my friends do a lot of machine stitching. I'm interested in Nancy's opinion versus hand stitching versus machine stitching, and then have one other question about I have some quilts from my great-grandmother and am wondering about cleaning them. And they are fairly thin. The layer in between appears to be cotton, but they're just thin quilts.
Yeah.
Well, you have a host of questions, Mary Jo. Tying a quilt, hand-stitching a quilt, or machine-stitching a quilt, it's a matter of semantics, but I think they're all quilts. You know, if they all have layers that keep you warm, they're a quilt. maybe the purists don't think that tying constitutes a quilt, but that's all I slept under growing up. So
did I.
So I think that's okay. I'm not a purist, I must say. Whatever you think you would prefer to do, quilting is not, there are not rules. There are only suggestions. This is not... You know, we're not trying to keep world peace here. We're just trying to enjoy the art of working with fabric. So whatever method you would prefer to use or try, go for it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And as far as cleaning your great-grandmother's quilts, if they're cotton, there are special soaps that you can purchase that are, friendly to cotton fabrics. You can research those on the web. You will also find many of the vendors having hand-washed specialty soaps, organic soaps that you could use.
Okay.
So there are vendors here that I think that could help you in your cleaning, and even if you had it in the car and brought it in, maybe they could help you that way too.
Okay. Oh, that would be delightful.
And you can make it to the Quilt Expo?
Yes. Is it on Thursday as well?
Yes.
Oh, I'd love to go on Thursday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Okay, well, Mary Jo, we'll put you on hold, and Martinez White will get your name, and we'll go from there.
Okay, thank you much.
Thank you much for calling. And let's see here. We've got lots of callers. Our guest today, Nancy Zeman of Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, creator and host of Sewing with Nancy on Wisconsin Public Television. It's the longest running sewing program on public television. She's also the host of the Quilt Expo, running this Thursday through Saturday at the Alliant Energy Center Exhibition Hall in Madison. I'm Larry Mueller, Martinez White, providing phone production today here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We're talking quilts and quilting and the Quilt Expo today with Nancy Zeman, host and creator of Sewing with Nancy and host of the Quilt Expo coming up Thursday through Saturday. You'd like to give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. We still have some tickets left, and if you have a question, we'll be happy to pass on a couple tickets to the event for you. And let me see, I'll make sure I take everybody in order here. And I want to do Mark and Racine next. Mark, hello to you.
Hello. I have a question. My wife loves doing quilting, and she mostly kind of works by serendipity.
Mm-hmm.
She's made a lot of baby quilts that have been loved into ragged scraps eventually. But she has a problem with sort of envisioning larger projects ahead of time. I was wondering if there's software that allows you to sort of scan in fabric swatches and kind of build a quilt and scale in and scale out to see what the effect is at different, you know, distances.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's an interesting question, too.
Yes, yes, there are quilt programs where you can start with a block and let's say it's a block as simple as it's called a nine patch, a real simple basic block. You can change color, scan in fabric, enlarge it to a queen size, scale it down to a baby size, twist and turn the blocks. Basically, it's whatever you can do on a software program that you can envision. You can. It's called EQ5, if I can say that.
Sure, yeah, go right ahead. EQ5.
Electric quilt, it stands for.
Oh, okay.
And very fine programs. Many of my coworkers use this at all times in starting out a quilt. And
is
you can
the
see
software expensive?
Well, it's software. It's not. It's around the $100 range, I'd say.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad.
That's not so bad. Well, are you going to take your wife to the Quilt Expo, Mark?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I would like to.
All right. I tell you what, we put you on hold, and we'll get your name and information, and you're off with your wife to the Quilt Expo.
Okay, thank you.
See you there.
Thanks, Mark.
Bye.
And let's see here. I'm going to get Mark on hold. I hope I did.
Let's I'm
see.
Still here, yeah.
Oh, hold on. All right, now you're on hold. Okay, now I've got you on hold. Let's go to Becky in Rio next. Becky, it's your turn. Hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is about the classes. Do we have to sign up ahead of time, or can we just go to the show and see what, walk into a class, or how does that work?
Sure, Becky. When you get to the Quilt Expo in the lobby, there'll be a large area to sign up for classes. You are able to pre-register, but since we usually send those tickets out in advance, and since the it starts in 2 days, we're not going to get those to you. So just come to the expo early or any time during the day, and then there'll be an area right in the front lobby that you'll be able to see. There'll be big posters and billboards telling you which classes are still open, and you can sign up right there.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a actual quilting question. I'm a very beginning quilter.
Okay.
And I have some Bucky Badger fabric that I've recently picked
sure.
up, a couple different patterns of it. And I want to make a baby quilt for a family who's really Badger fans.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a large print. There's a lot of space between the little Buckies and the W's. I'm just not sure what to do with that in quilt pieces. Any ideas? Or how I would get started on figuring out what to make out of that?
So you have a lot of white background with...
Yes, a lot of white background with little Buckies and...
And the Buckies are about 3 inches, 2 inches?
Yeah, 2 or 3 inches high.
Inches high.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, you could either cut blocks within each Bucky Badger out that if you'd like, and then piece with red or black in between, or just use that piece of fabric as the whole quilt and put a border around each side. For babies, that would work. It depends mm-hmm. how difficult you want to make this. I think
uh-huh.
they would just enjoy it however you'd make it.
Okay. Good suggestions.
Thanks for calling. Becky, I trust you want to go.
I would really love to go.
All right. We'll put you on hold, and
thanks.
we'll be you'll be talking to Martinez. And let me see, Judy in Beaver Dam is next. Judy, hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, go ahead.
The question I have for Nancy is I've been sewing for many years, and I started out sewing apparel, and then for the last almost 25 years I've been quilting. And the more that we sew and quilt, the more I'm confused by threads.
Okay.
I exclusively pretty much use 100% cottons for all my quilting.
Mm-hmm.
Should I be always using 100% cotton thread? I see so many that are polyester wrapped or... And even from the same, you know, thread companies that provide pretty much quilting threads, they'll mm-hmm. even have polyester threads.
Sure.
And I didn't know if over the long run, if you'd like these to be heirloom quilts, if you should stay away from the polyesters.
And many, many decades ago in college, I did one of my textile classes. I did a study on threads. And probably haven't referred to that information for 30 years. But, Judy, many of the fine quality polyesters or cotton wrap polyester core threads right now are equal in quality to cotton. Now, purists may not agree with me. If you, some people just prefer to use all 100% cotton on everything, and, you know, that is just fine. But the polyester does have a little advantage, especially the one where the core of the thread is polyester and it's wrapped with cotton, has a little extra strength.
The stitches would maybe last longer.
Yes, but okay. Sometimes cotton goes through the fabric smoother. You have to really study that to make a difference. And it's, again, I'm not a purist, so please put mm-hmm. that as a disclaimer. But if you like the look, cotton is going to last, the quality thread today, regardless, cotton and polyester are going to last a long time. But
I guess what I was worried about is if the thread was a polyester, I didn't know if over the years in washing and use, if it would cut into the fabric.
Okay. No, you'll be fine.
Okay.
I don't think your grandchildren could outlive the quilt.
Okay. Thank you very
You're
much.
You're welcome.
Judy,
see
do you want to go to the quilt expo?
Absolutely. I'm planning on going on Thursday.
Well, I'll tell you what, I can get you a pair of tickets here if you want to go on hold.
Yes, thank you.
All right, there you go. And more callers online, too. By the way, last year's expo, we had 246 quilts mm-hmm. that were submitted.
Right, juried show.
In the juried show. How mm-hmm. many do we have this year?
About 260.
Wow.
And then we also have 5 exhibits on loan. And mm-hmm. then in the booths, there will be many quilts. I would guess to say we'll have about 600-700 quilts to look at. It's eye candy.
And, you know, have we given, I was trying to remember, our Wisconsin Public Radio
yes.
quilt.
It was there last year.
It was there last mm-hmm. year. Okay. I couldn't remember.
I'm sure it will be hanging in the booth again. So there's a quilt for this show. There's a square, I should say, for this show.
Yeah, there's a square for this show and many of the other shows mm-hmm. make up that quilt. Well, I'm glad to hear that it's going to be back there. I'll tell you what, we've got more callers online,
great.
And we still have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 we've gone through in terms of pairs of tickets. So let's go to Dory in Fish Creek next. Hi, Dory.
Hi. Glad to be on the show. And my husband and I have been planning on coming to the expo since, I think, May. And, of course, we didn't order tickets, but, you know, we're coming and we're bringing some friends. And all the way from Fish Creek. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, it is. Thank you, Dory.
And I took up quilting this winter and had never done it before and found that it was absolutely wonderful. And I don't sew at all, but I do now.
Yes, you do.
And it's just been a lifesaver and been wonderful. And so does my husband. He also is a quilter. So we're really looking forward to coming to the show.
Well, thank you. I'll look forward to meeting you.
Okay.
How many men are involved in the...
It's not an exclusive women's club. Many of the prize-winning quilters are men. I'd say out of the whole percentage, maybe 5 to 8%.
Mm-hmm. Nancy, mm-hmm. I have to tell you, my connection with you in the wintertime is almost sacred. Every Saturday, I am in front of my TV in Tucson, Arizona, getting a piece of Wisconsin and finding out about quilting.
Oh, well, thank you for watching.
Uh-huh.
Well, Dory, do you want a pair of tickets?
Oh, I'd love a pair of tickets.
All right. We'll put you on hold. You're bringing friends, too, but we can only give you two. You're going to have to buy the rest of them. Thanks again. And Bob in Rhinelander, you are next. Hi, Bob.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning.
I'm not a quilter, but I have a question for Nancy.
Sure.
I inherited an envelope that had a bunch of little pieces of quilt. My wife calls them crazy quilt pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And the date on the little piece of paper in the envelope was 1885. And don't know what to do with them. Whether someone wants them, whether they're any value, should I donate them to someplace? Is there an interest?
Oh,
there's
yes.
Probably about 30 or 40 little pieces of velvet with flower embroideries and dates on them.
You have a treasure there, Bob, that I know someone will value.
So how do we find that someone?
And where do you live?
Well, we're in Rhinelander.
Rhinelander.
I think the quilt work was probably done in Sheboygan.
Okay, that's fine. And there are a variety of places that you could call. There's the Wisconsin Historical Quilt Project in Cedarburg, and you could call there. Also, Hoard Museum in
Fort Atkinson.
Fort Atkinson has a quilt display. So if you would go online and just go to Wisconsin Historical Quilt Projects, Google that or something like that, I'm sure with that date of 1885, and if they're hand-embroidered and they're velvet, you will find someone who will be glad to preserve that. Do you happen to know who made those?
Yes, I do.
That will even help even further. So please don't throw them away. Find a home. And if not, you can send them to me, and I'll be glad to send them to someone who could utilize them.
Okay, well, I'll look it up on the internet. Thank
Great.
You.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob. And were you planning to come to the expo?
No, I wouldn't know what I'm looking at.
Okay.
Thank you, though.
Yeah, thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. So, well, we don't have Bob, so we've still got a few to go here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Jean next. Jean, hello to you.
Hello. I was wondering if you have any books on making sleeping bags, and if people studied how sleeping bags are made, they would understand the difference in fillers and tufting and the difference in offset layering. And sleeping bags are actually more comforting to disabled people in bed of all ages.
You know, I do not have a reference on sleeping bags versus quilts. That's a good question, but I'm not saying that there would not be a vendor or someone at the Quilt Expo that wouldn't have information on this, but off the top of my head, I can't give you that information. I wish I could.
Oh. Sorry, Jean. Were you planning to go to the expo?
No, I wouldn't be able to make it.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it. And Joan in Oregon, your turn. Hi, Joan.
Hello. Nancy, I'm so glad to talk to you.
Oh, thanks, Joan.
My husband and I are both artists, and we admire your work.
Oh, thank you.
So much, and we have checked your books out where you have worked with Natalie Sewell on your fabric collages. Just totally love them.
Oh, thanks. The landscape quilts, right?
Yeah, right. And my husband is very much influenced by your art and his work, and I myself do a lot of wall quilts. And I'm trying out your technique with Natalie Sewell. My question is, I'm so concerned about color fastness in fabrics. And since I have a stash that I've had for years and years and years, and I do tend to use a lot of darks like blacks, navy blues in contrast, I do not know, you know, for wall quilts, even for just displaying them in my home, what is safe and what isn't safe, or how I should display them and what I should be concerned about. Also, for washing, I don't think you need to wash wall quilts that often, just maybe vacuum the dust off, but color fastness in relation to washing or sunshine or just light.
I think you know, Joan, I think you know the answers already. Washing a wall quilt that is like an art quilt, I never wash my landscape quilts. They're art. So if they need to be lightly dusted, sometimes I just kind of take them outside and dust them, you know, very gently. As far as color fastness of fabric, if you have some vintage fabrics at home, do pre-wash them just to make sure that they will not run if you are pressing them, for example. But let's see, you asked me about washing and color fastness, and then the biggest enemy you'll have for your wall quilts is sunshine.
Right.
So if you are able to hang the quilts, you know, not out of direct sunlight, that will be the best way to preserve them, the longevity of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They are fabrics, and blues in particular are an issue with color fastness.
Is that right?
Indigo blues and the blue of the dye.
And blacks, I have found. Sure.
Bad. The more the dye that's in there, the more it can be extracted from sunlight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Okay, good.
Joan, are you planning to go to the event?
I am, yes.
All right, I'll put you on hold and we'll get you a pair of tickets.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. And let's see, we've got Pat in Middleton next. Pat, hello to you.
Good morning.
Morning.
First of all, I want to thank you, Larry, and Nancy for this program. Nancy's helped me so much. I'm a new quilter. I consider myself new only 6 years. Mm-hmm. But I've accumulated quite a stash.
Isn't it fun?
I kind of went berserk the first few years. And I'm wondering, what do you suggest is the best way to sort out stash for ease of locating fabrics when I'm working on developing a project?
Sorting and organizing fabrics is kind of a personal taste. Again, I sort by color. So that if I'm looking for, you know, greens or whatever, I can go to a box or a bin or open shelving units. I try to keep mine in open shelves so I can grab it quickly and see. If you're working mainly with cottons, you don't have to really sort by fiber content. Or you could have, you know, contemporary fabrics or prints in one section and batiks in another and solids in a third. However your mind works, however it best works for sorting things out. And you said how to sort according to a new project. Sometimes I keep small little baskets. And if I have, I'm kind of a multitasker, so I have many projects going at once. So I'll have small mesh baskets that I purchase that I keep projects in so that things keep organized in my little area.
Well, that's what I've been doing. So
well,
I'm
good.
Doing the right thing.
Yes, you are.
Pat, are you planning to go to the expo?
As a matter of fact, I'll be one of the volunteers.
You'll already be there. You don't need the tickets then.
I don't need a ticket.
Well, I tell you what, that would have been the 12th. Thank you very much for
yes.
calling. I think that, Martinez, if we got 11 people, count them up there. I think we've got one more pair that we could give out. And Laura and Viola.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, Nancy.
Laura.
I just want to tell you how much I love your show.
Oh, thanks.
And I try and watch it every week that I can. I have a question about the show that's coming on. At the Quilt Expo, is there going to be any of the Quilts of Valor exhibit there?
Not this year. There'll be five other exhibits on loan. And there'll be a Baltimore album quilt exhibit and some beautiful art quilts. But every year we try to change the mix a little bit.
Okay, because I've been working with the Quilts of Valor Project for the last 4 years, and what we're doing is making quilts for the wounded soldiers.
You know, and that's a very good idea for us to do next year. So
great.
I'm making note right now.
Yeah, I made
she's
38
writing it
this year.
She's writing. Nancy's writing it down.
Great. And I would love to come and talk to you about it one of these days.
Okay.
Laura, are you planning to go to the Quilt Expo?
You know, I would love to go.
I'll to put you on hold, and you'll get a pair of tickets. And Martinez tells me there's one more left. So let's go to Kiana. And Kiana, hi to you. Thanks for calling.
Oh, good morning. I am calling because my daughter participated as a third grader last year in an elementary school program where the art teacher had written a grant for, Nancy, do you know the name of the woman, Nancy Daly, here in South Central Wisconsin?
I'm sorry.
You know
Kiana,
her name?
No, I don't know her name.
She has traveled throughout the state to a number of elementary schools and makes these magnificent wall quilts with groups of children. Mm-hmm. And last year there were 300 children that participated in this quilt the creation of this lovely quilt that I think will be on display at the Quilt Expo.
It will be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I can't imagine what kind of undertaking would be to work with 300 children and needles and scissors and fabric. But it's just magnificent. I think it's really inspirational for parents of younger kids who would like to take up quilting with our kids at home.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I just wanted to let people know about that wonderful quilt that kids have created at the expo.
And it will be worth seeing. You know, people who can come that aren't interested in physically making them but admiring them.
Mm-hmm.
And are you planning to go?
We're hoping to go.
All right. I'll tell you what, we'll put you on hold and you can have a pair of tickets.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for calling. Appreciate it. And, Nancy, we should go back through it. You know, there were a lot of times people were mentioning, what do I need for this and how can I get that? And I know you have some national vendors at the expo.
130 vendors. So many are taking 3 and 4 booth spaces. So there will be many different products. And if I can't answer every question, I'll admit that openly, but there would be someone there that could.
So, and can you purchase things there then?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. You can buy things. You can learn things there. Within the expo center, there are 2 stage demonstration areas that are, once you get in the expo area, you can take stage classes every hour on the hour, practically.
And what are the times, by the way?
All 3 days, Thursday through Saturday, the 13th through the 15th, the show is open 9 to 6. The doors open at 8, so if they want to come early, buy tickets early for some of the classes, they can come early. And in the evenings, we have 2 special evening events. They're more lighthearted. Mm-hmm. Thursday night, I'll be doing a 25th anniversary special of Sewing with Nancy.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah. We have a few little bloopers. We have Nancy through the years of 25 different hairstyles. It's a humbling experience for me.
Oh, that's going to be a lot of fun. And for those who weren't lucky enough to get a pair of tickets, what do tickets cost at the door?
You can come to the door, and I think they're $8, and we'll be glad to help you right then and there. Mm-hmm. And just come in, and it's very fast. This year we even have charge cards, so you can zip right through.
You can zip right through.
Yeah, and we're the 21st century.
And I imagine you can probably get a 3-day season pass.
But you can do a 3-day pass or a 2-day pass or a 1-day pass. So the more days you come, obviously, the less expensive they are per day.
And because it's this Thursday, we really need to show up, and we couldn't send any tickets out.
Right.
And for those people, I should mention those people who received tickets today, you pick them up in the lobby of the exhibition hall at the Alliant Energy Center. So, and go online, take a look at WIQuiltExpo.com, WI for Wisconsin, WIQuiltExpo.com, and you'll find out a whole lot more about the Quilt Expo. And I think we have time for maybe one more call.
Great.
Dawn in Watertown. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, I'm first-time caller. I'm so happy to hear Nancy and about the quilts and that. My question is, I've been doing long-arm quilting, which I've rented myself out and found a machine. But I'm interested in getting one for my home, and looking through the quilting magazines, there's like 15 different kinds. Have no clue what would work in a home environment.
Well, please do attend the Quilt Expo, because there will be several vendors there that sell long-arm quilting machines. And, Larry, they're elongated machines so that more fabric can fit underneath the presser foot area, so it's not so cramped. And they have special stands, and then you can test drive them. And that will be the best way of knowing what would fit in your home, what would fit your needs. And there are even classes on long-arm quilting. So this will be an educational experience for you if you're interested in going to that side of quilting.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thanks, Dawn.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. And again, go to quiltexpo.com. And I'm sorry, did I say that right?
It's WIQuiltExpo.com.
WIQuiltExpo.com. And
that's
I think we're still getting our next person on. Let's take one more call here. Don in Warren, Illinois. Hi, Don.
Hi, Don. Hi. I made a lot of quilting shows with my wife. She was an avid quilter, as her mother and her grandmother. And I believe I have the most unique quilt I've ever seen. She started out with 3.5-inch hexes and hand sewed them with the you know, go around the outside and turn them inside out and put the and blind stitch them. The reason she did this, her father was dying with cancer, and she wanted to take these wherever he was at and go visit. So she could do these in blocks, we'll call them, in a hoop. So I'm looking at a sample she made, and there are 12 blocks around the outside, and then there are 6 blocks inside, and then one in the center. The outside is sunshine yellow, then flowers, then apple green. Then the difference, they turn it over, and the other side is checks.
Oh.
Yeah.
So either side that you look at.
Wonderfully done.
Yeah, and it's never saw a sewing machine. It was all done by hand.
Well, it's a work of love.
It's a work of love, and I tell you, the one thing that I get from all this is all the great stories, family stories, and personal stories. A lot goes into a quilt, and there are so many memories that get carried over more than 100 years.
Oh, yes. Quilting is a way of preserving your interest and showing your love to others. It's an art, just like painting is.
But, well, you are an artist as well, Nancy.
Oh, well, thanks.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
You're welcome, Larry. I appreciate the invitation.
The Quilt Expo, September 13th through the 15th. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Nancy Zeman, our guest. And always fun to have her on, and we'll, I'm sure, have her back, and we'll do it again. Thanks again, Nancy. And coming up, we're going to be talking about the best hikes and strolls that you can take in the whole state of Wisconsin with Eric Hansen. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network.